It's the Michael Mara Show.
Do you think you can choose who you love?
Oh, boy. What's his name?
No.
All right. Come out when you're ready.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Hey, kids, it's the WJFK inaugural ball.
Hey, kids.
This Tuesday night, January 20th at 7, we're going to be at Clarendon Grill in Arlington. Mm-hmm. Dress as creative black tie for the guys. For the women, pull out all the stuff.
Wow us.
Exactly. That nails it. Wow us.
I want the wow factor. Mm-hmm.
Have you ever been to this venue?
Clarendon Grill, yeah, absolutely.
My father would not shut up about it yesterday. He said it is the coolest place.
Yeah, very cool
place
to go.
Just gorgeous.
Live music by Rhodes Soda. We don't have a cover charge, but we suggest a $10 donation.
Yes, please.
For Ronald McDonald House Charities of Greater Washington. We'll have a silent auction and a 50-50 raffle. The Clarendon Grill is one block from the Clarendon Metro. That is the Orange Line. So we look forward to seeing you there. It's going to be a lot of fun. Get all your info at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
And join us.
So much to cover.
Yes, join us.
Want to get to Rob and his tragic holiday. Want to get to Beth Ann, who is totally wrong about this chick on American Idol last night. Remember this one? Do you remember this girl that was on? Remember the mother?
Yeah. Very lovely. Yeah.
Now, here's my theory, and Katie agreed with me on this. And I was arguing with Beth Ann.
Yeah.
Beth Ann thinks she's just a doll. And I'm saying, yes, she is very cute right now. But her mother, did you see her mother who almost looked clown-like?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
With her chipmunk cheeks?
Like Fat Bastard.
It almost looked like a deformity. Her mother almost, I hate to say
this. Yeah, you know what?
Look, they hold themselves up to this scrutiny. I'm going to give it to them.
I think, you know what, it also looked like maybe a deformity. Might be prednisone.
I don't think so.
But it was an abnormally, as we would call it in my family, Mike, a kite face.
A kite. And you mean K-I-T-E.
I said kite.
We certainly don't want to have any protests here at
kite,
the station.
Like up in the sky.
Don't want That's that right. to happen.
Kites by
Beth Ann, if I'm arguing with you, now I'd like you to come in. Now I would love you to come in and make your point.
Now, I have a theory about this girl, too. Christ. I think she has her future
God,
is troubled.
Timing, thy name is McBride.
I think this woman has troubled future because of her face.
Yes.
But I also think when she gets to Hollywood and a professional stylist gets with her, uh-huh. for the immediate time being, she is going to be a knockout.
I didn't think she and her mother really even looked related.
They
That's
did,
how different
you know,
I thought
and
they
her
looked.
Mother
they did.
Did
look related because the daughter may not have it right now. Look at the daughter's body in relation to her face.
Yeah, there's some meat on that
Buzz,
face.
This, if you remember the show last night.
I do.
She came out with the tiny little, these aren't high cheekbones.
What are they?
This is some sort of unbelievable fat generating face.
No, it's not.
That in about 2 years.
She's 16, Mike.
Look, I know she's 16, and I am saying.
You bet she is.
You've heard of the freshman 40, right? Right, you've heard of that? You've heard of thunder thighs when you get to college?
10, but it's it could have been the 40.
In my case. In my case, it was the freshman 70.
Yeah, and at VCU, we had the sophomore centennial.
No, I was actually quite svelte when I graduated from American University. I did pretty well. Stayed off of the cafeteria food on the bad nights and actually... I drank my way through the college.
Well, I found a form I filled out my senior year at VCU, and do you know that I was, from where I am now, I was 30 pounds lighter when I graduated.
Really?
Yeah.
So 30 pounds lighter than you are now?
Than I am now.
Oh, wow.
So it means that I had put, well, you know, since Julia was born, this is not good, since Julia was born, which was the year 2000.
Jesus, that's
it's hard to get off that birth weight.
I had put on a... I'd put on 100 pounds.
Really?
Wow.
Since Julia was born.
That's too much.
Yeah, and that's not even
so
as much as she's put on, and she's, you know, aged 8 years.
I mean this only in the best possible way. You're saying that you were 30 pounds lighter. I mean, you're 30 pounds heavier now than you were back when you
When I started with you guys.
Even after losing 70 pounds or whatever he's lost.
I've lost 65.
Very close.
65 pounds.
Yeah, no wonder my knees hurt.
So were you you were pretty big when you graduated college, right?
BMOC. Yeah, I was, you know what? I need to get to where I was, and I need to have that in my rearview mirror. If I expect to live to see the second term of Obama. I'm sorry, Beth Ann, you were saying?
Yeah, talking about Ariana Afsar.
Are you wearing the same outfit 2 days in a row?
Yeah, because I'm working out on the machine.
That's good. When you station. Work out, you want to keep the same clothes on.
Yeah. I washed them last night, Rob. Yeah. It's like you want to keep on the 70 pounds you've kept on for the last 8 years.
Oh, wow. Boring.
Here's an idea.
Look at his cheeks.
I know.
Look at his cheeks.
Here's
right
a question.
Oh, no.
That in the past 9 years, I actually have lost weight.
Rob.
It's a good feeling.
It is
you
a
should
feeling.
Try.
Okay.
Nicely played.
I've put on weight and I've lost weight. Both great. Both great.
That's funny.
It is.
So you're working out and coming right to work. We've got to grill you up a little bit. You can't come to
work. How do you work out here?
You can't come
because
to
there's a machine by the where the Redskins.
Oh, there's an elliptical. Like, there's a killer. Do you know there's a killer elliptical in this building?
Really?
Go down to where Beauregard's desk is and go past the stairwell and take a right and go down the hallway. Is that where it still is?
Yeah.
I thought the only thing we had here that was killer was Chad.
it's a beautiful elliptical machine.
I had no idea. How did
you use it here?
Yeah.
Because, so what time do you get here to use it?
No, I do it after the show. I need it much more after the show.
You actually work out here?
Yeah.
Do you listen to music or anything?
I forgot it yesterday, but I remembered it today.
So you'll be able to fit into your ball gown.
Mm-hmm.
Now, has anyone else brought you a gown by or a dress that you can wear?
I've already picked one.
You picked a dress?
Yes. Wonderful.
What are we going to be wearing?
You'll see it.
Are you lying to me?
Yes.
You're lying, so you're not. You have no intention.
Come up with something.
I'm not leaving you alone. This is for the good of the show. I think, and I want you to feel great about yourself when you up with this. Why are dresses so scary, abhorrent to you?
Yeah, they're just a thing for her.
You know, I don't feel sometimes like I'm a real girl.
I could make you feel like a real girl,
Dr. Rob.
She's a lady.
How did I mean that?
I think that by working out at your place of business. That's not going to make you feel like a lady.
Oh, hey, I got a great text on this.
Yeah.
This is the best. Okay. I love my texters.
I know you do.
WJFK1, thank you. This is perfect, all right? There's the daughter.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
The daughter.
The mom looked like one of those dolls with a head made from a dried apple.
It did.
That is exactly.
She was wrinkly, too.
Yes.
Wrinkly and kite-faced.
And this daughter is going to have the same face problem.
You know why? Because she looked at her mother's face all her life. She doesn't want to look like that.
No, it's perfectly normal. She wants to be just like her mom.
Of course.
She really does.
Right.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
You can
Bye.
Be excused.
It's decided then.
Back to the elliptical.
If you would really, really like to see Beth Ann in a fabulous ball gown and you'd like to provide it for her.
A tight fitting.
Come by 10800 Main Street here in Fairfax, Virginia.
Please.
Beth Ann is a svelte size 12, and she has asked us to provide her with the right kind of dress. If she finds the right dress, she is going to look forward to wearing.
That's what she says.
If you bring in a size 12, bring it in soon, but just to allow time for alterations.
I would really
needs to be made smaller.
You know, say you're a size 12 out there. If you're a size 12, you know, just driving around, and you're thinking about going to the thrift store, you know, and right. really, you know, or Goodwill, you know, take all the stuff you're bringing, but just put one thing aside. Perhaps that lovely evening wear that is, you know, too old for you, but could look great on somebody else.
I have a picture in my head of what I'd like to see.
All right,
and I don't want to be branded an old queen. But do you remember the dress that Marilyn Monroe wore when she sang Happy Birthday to JFK?
Yeah, sort of sparkly.
Yeah, and she had to be sewed into it because it was a little, it was not forgiving.
Well, now Beth Ann, with all her new curves, it'll be great.
That's really what we want, is something really glitzy.
I look forward to it. All right, hold off on your tragic story. I want to get to that. We'll get to that on the show today, but got to get Buzz here. News of the day and find out what's happening with the world around us. Here he is, the man, the legend, Mr. Buzz Burbank.
Hi, Mike. It's been a rough day on Wall Street today. At one point at mid-morning, the Dow was down well over 200 points. And also today, police have arrested the hedge fund guy who faked his death in a plane crash.
Can I stop you for a second?
Sure.
I mean, it's 200 points. I mean, you made it sound more sinister than that. It, you know, 200 points, isn't that kind of like the average? I mean, you know, it goes down 200 one day, comes back 200. Isn't that kind of the norm? Suddenly you just put in with that voice, 200 points.
Well, there are two things at work here. One, there's great concern about corporate earnings and especially about Citigroup, one of the companies that we all bailed out recently.
Yeah, what are they doing to F things up
well,
now?
Well, it's just that the profit forecast for Citigroup is not good, and since we're all invested in that, that seems to be one of the concerns. The other reason for the dramatic delivery is
I hate to be Johnny Contrarian. What do you mean we're all invested in that?
Well, because we helped bail out Citigroup.
Oh, okay. The
places we bailed out.
You own it. Your money's not in Fred's house.
And the other reason for the drama is I was waiting for Microsoft Word to open so I could read you the news.
Merry Christmas, you old building and loan. Buzz is having horrible, nightmarish computer issues himself today.
And there was a third reason for the market is that everyone is shaky until Beth Ann chooses her gown.
That's right.
And, you know, really, I think she should commit to at least wearing a dress.
Yeah.
But she won't do that. She somehow has dug her heels in on this, and she's going to, you know, make my life hell.
That's not the woman who was the cotton queen in 1948.
And the woman that wore the sundress on the old show.
Oh, exactly. The yellow dress.
Oh, yeah. You feel very happy.
It was white when she put it on.
So is your computer working now?
We're fine.
Very good.
Police have arrested the hedge fund guy who faked his death in a plane crash after fleeing the woods where he bailed out. Mark Schrenker fled on a red motorcycle to a campsite in Florida. He now faces a string of charges on the ground and in the air.
I'm glad you brought this up. We were all following this story today. Mm-hmm. This guy, an accomplished stunt pilot with a lot of video on the guy. Mm-hmm. And he was also an investment broker who, I guess, had some bad investments. And right. Was kind of bilking people.
Being investigated.
A la Bernie Madoff or whatever. Is it Bernie Madoff? Is that the guy's name up in New York? That,
Madoff.
Madoff? Yes. Madoff, whatever.
He made off with people's money.
So this guy fakes his death.
Right.
I'm wondering, the screw up there, it looked like the plane crashed right before it was about to go out into the open water.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think his plan, I thought this, if he was a knowledgeable guy, look, if the plane crashes and they don't find a body, the guy's busted. But
exactly.
If the plane goes out into the ocean mm-hmm. and plunges in down there and they don't have a record of it, they probably will never find the damn thing. So, you know, I'm not sure exactly.
My theory,
how that
this guy can't do anything right.
I think that might be it.
That's
no,
my theory.
He had a pretty box woman.
He had a box woman. You see that picture on the Today Show?
Mm-hmm.
What kind of asshat takes a picture like that? In front of his plane, mm-hmm. in front of his Lexus, with his hot wife, just like, look at me, look how great I am.
You know what,
right, Mike? There, you're like, you're advertising yourself as a stain.
If I owned a plane, I'd take my picture in front of it. I'm afraid I would.
But really, for what purpose? It looked like he was almost
using
it.
For when I crash it, and the Today Show has to show something. But I don't want to look like a tool.
Come on. You don't think that was jive, Rob? You don't think it was jive that he was taking the picture in front of the plane and the Lexus? You don't think that was a jive move?
Yes,
with the woman?
The car was a bit much.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, just say, you know, can me, they're standing in front of, I'm sorry, we can't see the Lexus logo. Can you roll the car a little further?
We need another shot with my ring sparkling.
And it sounds like she was a loyal woman because she was, I guess, in the process of leaving him uh-huh. when he faked his death. I'd love to hear more about this because this is a fascinating
you,
story.
You will at 6, as
okay,
a matter of
very
fact.
Good.
The Oakland Transit cop who shot an unarmed man to death on New Year's Day has been arrested. The 27-year-old officer resigned after the shooting, saying it was accidental. The killing set off riots, which have now subsided.
Have they gotten any more? All I saw was a horribly grainy videotape about this thing, and it looked to me like the gun just went off. It didn't look like he was shooting. He had two other cops standing right near him.
Yeah.
Didn't it look like the gun accidentally went off?
It was so hard to tell.
He
says he had a fake gun and a real gun and grabbed the wrong one. He meant to grab the fake gun, he says.
What is he, Jerry Lewis?
What, is a cop?
Yeah. It was a transit cop.
He had a fake gun and a real gun.
That's the story we're hearing now, yes.
All right, I'd like to hear more on this one. Well,
hopefully we will.
That don't hold
these
water.
Stories. You just give us a little tease.
I'm all about teasing.
You're a teaser.
Sex news, speaking of which, if you know anyone looking for a place to crash during the inauguration, tell them they can stay at the Pine Tree. That's a nude resort in Crownsville, Maryland, only about a half hour outside D.C. The owner says rooms are still available, but only if you're willing to be naked for at least the 30-minute orientation.
This is probably for our younger listeners that might think that nudist camps is a chance to go enjoy some erotic activity.
Sexy stuff.
Please make sure that you understand this from the bottom of my heart. Nudists, no.
No.
Never. And have we ever seen a nudist that was like even a pro? Maybe one or two when we went to that nudist camp.
No, we brought them with us.
But they were...
If you think there's
nasty,
even a trace,
some of them are just horrible.
If there is even a trace of thought in your mind that there is anything sexual, remember this. It's a rule at a nudist camp. You have to carry a towel to sit on.
Yeah, it's gross. It's so gross.
It's really
and
bad.
Isn't the whole philosophy really from those people, those nudists? We are comfortable. You know, everybody should be comfortable with their bodies.
That is the philosophy. Yeah.
You know,
yes.
If I want to see nudity, I want to see porn stars.
Yeah,
I don't
right.
want to see
well,
nudists.
That's nudist parks are not about that. They're, you know, separate venues for erotica.
I remember when we did the sex
Yeah, but it's naked. I see in this country, naked means erotic.
Well, but to these people, it doesn't.
Well, see, that to me diminishes. So when you want to get erotic, what do you do? What, do you put a sweater over yourself or something
you
like that?
You could do that.
It's gross.
Whatever you
it's
like.
It's so disgusting. People should be covered up. That's why we lost our fur, so we could wear clothes.
I think people with clothes should lose weight.
Well, I think that's absolutely true.
Mm-hmm. I'm working on it.
We could all look better, regardless of what we do or don't wear.
Nudists just grossed me out. There was years ago on the old show, we had a nudist come in here, and they were naked when they walked into the studio, and one of them looked like Joan Rivers. And the other, the, you know, the guy looked like Jackie Mason. Just it was people. Just foul.
They're just regular people.
But when, they're people that should keep their clothes on more than anybody else.
When we did the sex pies and videotape experiment right. down at that, and that was not in Crownsville. That was somewhere else. But when we saw, most of the men, I remember, looked like the guy on the game Operation,
yes.
where even naked, they showed nothing bad.
Right.
Because of the size and the girth of their
yeah.
stomach.
Stomach was covering their private
exactly.
parts.
Because American Idol's lawyers apparently have nothing better to do, they're ordering a strip club in Austin, Texas to stop having its weekly stripper idol contest and to hand over all the profits from that promotion.
Boo.
The TV lawyers say people may get the idea the show sponsors the strip contest. The bar's owners may have crossed a line when they started using a logo on the waitress's t-shirt that look an awful lot like the show's.
Oh, I did that.
These stories and more at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Oh, well.
How accurate was Mike yesterday in his portrayal of Amy Winehouse? Find out in your Hollywood Buzz.
Ooh, that's exciting. Thank you very much, Buzz.
You bet.
We'll take a break. When we come back, we're going to chat with the stars. Ben Whittacombe, he's going to talk about photos and the most expensive photos, what the tabloids are demanding and what you can demand if you have one of those special photos they're looking for. He'll tell you all about it and also give us the latest from the Star magazine. And we'll also get to the bottom of Rob's tragic holiday when we come back after this.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.